Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. P.J. O'Rourke and Charlie Pierce each has 3 points. Amy Dickinson has 2.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Down to the wire.
All right, Amy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Blank's nomination to the Supreme Court.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Right. In an attempt to challenge Google, Microsoft announced that it was teaming up with Blank.
Yahoo.
Right. Police clashed with protesters holding a memorial service for victims of the election protests in Blank this week.
Iran.
Right. According to a study from the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute, blanking while driving is more dangerous than driving while drunk.
Texting.
Right. Police answering the phones at Scotland Yard's control room must now report a code 3 every time they blank.
Police answering the phone every time they code 3, every time they burp.
Every time they use the bathroom.
Oh.
On Tuesday, three-time NFL MVP blank surprised the Vikings when he announced he would stay retired.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Is it Brett Favre?
Brett Favre, yes. The United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency announced this week that blank food is really no healthier than regular food.
Organic.
Yes, organic food. Police in Amsterdam are having a problem with the new tiny energy-efficient smart cars because people keep blanking.
Shutting their... No. They keep blanking, falling over.
No, they keep picking them up and throwing them into the canal. Just to see the little splash. Police say what we're calling smart tossing is a new craze because what's more fun than picking up a little smart car and tossing it into the canal? Smart cars are perfect. They're totable. They clear the protective barriers over the canals. Police warn if this comes up and the fascination with smart cars continue, it will lead to even more dangerous behavior like actually driving smart cars. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points and the lead.
Let's just give it to her.
We have flipped a coin. Charlie's elected to go last. PJ, you're up next. Fill in the blank.
Alrighty.
Although he collapsed while jogging, M was rushed to the hospital. Blank returns to work Wednesday, insisting he was fine. Yeah.
Give me a hint. No, don't give me a hint. Give me another question. I haven't got the damnedest idea.
It's Sarkozy, president of France. On Thursday,
him,
a federal
the hell with him, too. You
know? On Thursday,
if those women are going to wear tops on their bathing suits...
What's the point of living?
Yeah.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that one of the youngest detainees at Blank must be released.
Guantanamo.
Right. An advisory committee said Wednesday that pregnant women, children, and healthcare workers should be the first to receive the Blank vaccine.
The swine flu vaccine.
Right. Ann Coulter was among those who said the continued questions about President Obama's Blank are ridiculous.
Well, then he must not have been born in America if Ann Coulter says that he was.
So questions about his...
Where birthplace?
His birth certificate. Good enough. 2 baby snakes caused an SUV to crash after they escaped from their secure carrying location, Blank.
Their glove compartment.
Driver's pants pocket. The New York Times...
Why did I so not see that coming?
The New York Times reported that David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez were among the Major League Baseball players caught blanking in 2003.
Using the juice.
Using the juice, steroids or whatever. After he was suspended following a dogfighting conviction, the NFL conditionally reinstated Blank this week.
Chip Gates.
No.
Michael Vick.
Vick. Police easily located 2 burglars who broke into a liquor store in England because the burglars were blank.
Drunk.
Right. 2 men. Stole over $1,000 worth of alcohol. They couldn't help but test it. Police found them the next morning, passed out in the yard. But Professor Gates and Sergeant Crowley said they just ran out of beer at the White House and they wanted to keep the party going. So. There they were. Carl, how did PJ do?
PJ had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points and PJ has taken the lead.
How many does Charlie need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right. Okay, Charlie, this is for the game. Here we go. Spain's Alberto Contador beat out Lance Armstrong to win this year's blank.
Tour de France.
Right. Federal officials arrested 7 people in connection with an alleged terrorist ring in blank.
Florida.
North Carolina. After negotiations, ex-wife Debbie Rowe has agreed to give custody of blank's children to his mother.
Michael Jackson.
Right. The U.S. and China signed an agreement signaling their commitment to cooperate on blank change issues.
Climate change.
Right, of course. And in a perfect storm of double entendre and poor editing, a story about Texas reporter Rita Hooker winning an award from the Kiwanis Club ran under the headline blank.
Hooker wins award.
No. Hooker named lay person of the year. On Monday, the transportation department started its new government rebate program called blank.
TARP.
No, cash for clunkers.
Oh, yeah.
Apple fans recoiled in horror when security experts revealed that the blank is vulnerable to hacker attacks.
The iPhone.
Right.
Thing.
20th Century Fox is drawing criticism for placing a paid ad for a movie in a blank.
In a pacemaker.
No, in a high schooler's graduation speech.
Ah.
Valedictorian Kenya Mejia ended her speech at Alexander Hamilton High School in L.A. by shouting, "I love you, Jake Miner," echoing the beginning of a new 20th Century Fox movie, "I Love You, Beth Cooper." Fox paid Mejia $1,800.
Oh, I should have studied harder.
Which is a bargain, actually, for a fresh soul. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Charlie needs 6 to tie, but he had only 4 correct answers.
Oh, no.
So, with 15 points, P.J. O'Rourke is this week's champion.
Wow.
That never, ever happens.